Ladies and gentlemen. The performance is about to begin. Pictures of growing spring and farms and homes. With the fourth month eve at sundown and the gray smoke lucid and bright. With floods of the yellow gold of the gorgeous indolent sinking sun. Fresh sweet herbage underfoot and the pale green leaves of the trees prolific. In the distance, the flowing glaze, the breast of the river with a wind dapple here and there. With ranging hills on the banks, many a line against the sky and shadows, and the city at hand with dwellings so dense. Now, while I sat in the day and looked forth, in the close of the day, with its light and the fields of spring, in the large, unconscious scenery of my land, in the heavenly aerial beauty, under the arching heavens of the afternoon, swift passing, and the summer approaching with richness, and the infinite separate houses, how they all went on. Thank you. And I saw, as in noiseless dreams, hundreds of battle flags borne through the smoke of the battles and pierced with missiles. I saw them and carried hither and yon through the smoke and torn and bloody. And at last, but a few shreds left on the staffs. And all in silence. And the staffs all splintered and broken. I saw battle corpses, myriads of them. And the white skeletons of young men. I saw them. I saw the debris and debris of all the dead soldiers of the war. But I saw they were not as was thought. Themselves were fully at rest. They suffered not. The living remained and suffered. Then, with the knowledge of death as walking one side of me, and the thought of death close, walking the other side of me, and I in the middle, as with companions, and as holding the hands of companions, I fled forth to the hiding, receiving night. Talks not. Down to the shores of the water, the path by the swamp in the dimness, to the solemn, shadowy cedars and ghostly pines, so still. ¶¶ One's right in such a matter is not measured by the time. It's measured by the feeling itself. Of course, I've seen you very little, but my impression dates from the very first hour we met. I lost no time. I fell in love with you then. It was at first sight, as the novels say. I know now that's not a fancy phrase, and I shall think better of novels evermore. I don't know whether you suspected I was doing so, but I paid, mentally speaking, I mean, the greatest possible attention to you. Nothing you said, nothing you did, was lost upon me. I don't make mistakes about such things. I'm a very judicious animal. I don't go off easily, but when I'm touched, it's for life. It's for life. It's for life. Ah, how little you know me, she said very gently. Gently, too, she drew her hand away. Its thought. and the sacred knowledge of death. As night descended, I was blessed with grace. The altar gate opened up, and in the darkness, shining and slowly reclining, was your body. On waking up, I said, God bless you. Although I knew how daring and undue my blessing was, you were fast asleep. Your hand was warm. And suddenly, all changed, like in a trance. Behind us, our fate was groping, like an insane man with a razor in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
existence. Consciousness. Bliss. Existence. Consciousness. Existence. Consciousness. Thank you. existence. Consciousness. Bliss. The